This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir, the tafsir of Juz Amma, a surah a day. We're at the first chapter that was ever revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a chapter all of us as Muslims immediately recognize, at least know the very first few verses of it. Iqra, the 96th chapter of the Quran, read, or Surah Al-Alaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins this momentous chapter, this amazing statement to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with important lessons to ponder and consider. In this surah, you're going to see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mankind come to an understanding of their utter dependency upon Him for their survival, that there's no such a thing as I can go it alone, I can make it on my own. There is always a need for you to turn to your divine, the ultimate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, it's a reminder about the importance of knowledge and where it truly stems from, the importance of the favor of Allah upon mankind in blessing us with the ability to learn, teach, and transmit to others and have it built on with future generations. Allah also speaks about the consequence of evil that is done and showing enmity to the path of truth and enmity to the path of God. Allah also speaks and commands us to obey Him in all circumstances, in all conditions, even when it's not entirely clear that the default within the submissive soul of a believer is to always accept that which was revealed by Allah as a path of truth to him. Allah begins by saying, Iqra, read, subhanAllah. The very first word given to the Prophet is about enlightenment and learning and study. Now consider that the Prophet was ummi. The word ummi means, it sounds like the word ummi, my mother, right? Ummi. And that's exactly what it means. Ummi means like you've just come out of your mother. لا يعلمون شيء. You don't know anything. So the Prophet was ummi. وما كنت تدري ما الكتاب. You didn't know what this book was, what this revelation would be sent to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اقرأ باسم ربك. Read in the name of your Lord. Meaning read with the power given to you by your Lord. Read with the faith that has been decreed for you and no other person to be the transmitter of this word. Read in the blessings that you will receive from your Lord. Read seeking to enlighten yourself and others by the word of God through this revelation. Iqra, all of that means iqra, read, come to an understanding, study and a fruition of the importance of this revelation of God. Bismi Rabbik, link it back to your Lord, Alladhi Khalaq. He is the one who created. He's not the one who created from things that are already in existence. He brought into existence badi'us samawati wal ard, that which was not there. He made out of nothingness something. And that frustrates anyone who wants to speak about God in an unintelligible way and say, you know, prove he's there. Your actual life is testament to the creation of the one who made from nothing something, subhanahu wa ta'ala. خلق الإنسان. So the next verse is, He's the one who created man. Look to yourself. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّ خُلِقْ. Let mankind look inwards into where they have come from, what they were created from. So Allah says, خلق الإنسان من علق. He created mankind, and now our creation comes from that thing that is coagulated, that clings within the womb of their mother. Astounding statement considering the time this was revealed. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. Read, and you will find your Lord is the most generous. If you link the surah to the previous surah, Surah At-Tin, you see that Allah says that He created mankind fi ahsani taqweem, in the best of modalities in creation, with enlightenment and insight. The ulama, they tell us that the greatest creation of Allah that He blessed mankind with is the ability to study and learn and read and transmit and build upon the knowledge of those in the past. Iqra, so it comes back to reading. And therefore, there's two forms of reading. Iqra, which is the divine reading, what has been revealed to you. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. And also read and use what has been revealed to come to discover that which Allah has allowed you to discover of the sciences, of the humanities, of the things that you interact with in the world. Alladhi 'allama bil qalb. He's the one who's given you the ability to study and learn and transmit with the pen. And therefore, two levels of knowledge. The divine, higher knowledge, which is the knowledge delivered from Allah, received by Allah, and the knowledge that stems from it, that comes from the creation of Allah that we can discover, which separates us from the animals and the other creation, even the angels. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. Verse number 5, it is Allah who has taught man that which he could not have known without him. And therefore, the discoveries that we come, you find it astounding that many of them are accidental. You know, penicillin and these kind of things, medical advances, engineering advances. It's not something where someone deliberated upon them and then came to fruition. But many of it is something that is fortuitous and by divine decree. He allowed mankind to come to an understanding of things that he could not have understood without divine intervention. Kalla. Nevertheless, Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى. Even with all this, mankind is prone to overstepping and transgressing the bounds with disbelief and evil deed. Tughyan means it's like a tsunami. It's like you know that there's a bear and you go over it, you flood over. Surely mankind is prone to flooding over in their sins and in their dealings with God. أَرْرَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Because they consider themselves self-sufficient. That level of mankind who says, I can do whatever I want. Who's there to stop me? I'm master of my own domain. I'm the one who chooses what's right and wrong for me. I have no authority but myself, my decisions. Inna ila rabbika ruj'a. Do they not consider that to Allah is their eventual return? Do they not consider that everyone will be accountable for how they lived? Eventually they will stand before the maker of all existence. Then Allah in verse number 9 onwards begin to give a case study of Abu Jahl, Abu Hakam ibn Hisham, who is the Pharaoh of our Ummah, the most evil character in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى. Allah says, do you see this man who forbids you from prayer? عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى. Do you see this man who has wickedness in his heart, won't even let you pray and won't even let you pronounce my name? رَأَيْتَ إِنْ كَانَ عَلَى الْهُدَى. Doesn't this man, Abu Jahl, consider for a moment that perhaps you are on a path of guidance? أَوْ أَمَرَ بِالتَّقْوَى. That you're only seeking to enjoin pious and righteous conduct? رَأَيْتَ إِنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. Doesn't he consider, have you not seen, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he denies this truth and turns away from it? Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Isn't he aware that Allah sees all and knows what he is up to and what he is seeking? Doesn't he know that the command and the order and the power is with God? Kalla. Nay. La'in lam yantahi. If Abu Jahl doesn't cease this behavior, this attitude and his ridicule and his atrocities that he's committing towards you, لَنَسْفَعَنْ بِالنَّاصِيَةِ. I will catch him by his forelock. I will bring him down by his head. نَاصِيَةٍ كَاذِبَةٍ خَاطِئَةٍ. By that lying, deceitful head of his forelock that formulates his sinfulness, where he thinks up the evil, malicious ways to harm you. فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَةً. He will try and attempt to call upon his counsel and assistance and helpers. But who will avail him? سَنَدْعُ الزَّبَانِيَةً. I will summon the guardians of hellfire against him. كَلَّا لَا تُطِعْهُ. Ya Muhammad, remain firm. كَلَّا لَا تُطِعْهُ. Don't obey him in when he prohibits you from prayer, when he prohibits you from piety. كَلَّا لَا تُطِعْهُ. وَاسْجُدْ وَاقْتَرِبْ. And fall prostrate rather to me and draw closer to Allah. SubhanAllah, the very last word of this ayah invites us to nearness to Allah. And that nearness is achieved by increasing our adoration, worship, and affection of Allah, especially in our prayer. فَاسْجُدْ وَاقْتَرِبْ. Prostrate to Allah, worship Allah, and you will draw near to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. An integral message delivered to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Important statements that we come from it is the intoxicating power of wealth and authority. Abu Jahl thought that there was none that was beyond him. He, same as Pharaoh, he said, don't you see the kingdom of Egypt mine? Who could say no to me? It builds within them a debilitating inability to submit themselves to Allah. It also speaks about being aware of the criminality of others, but to continue with our path unhindered if what we know is truth and lit by the path of guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide our way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this Qur'an over 23 years to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to strengthen his heart, and it began with that word, ikhra, read. And therefore I say to you, my dear brother, my dear sister, continue your path of knowledge, for it will lead you to prosperity, to sujood, to Jannah, and nearness to Allah. May Allah always continue to bless us with enlightenment in the Qur'an and of its dealings and teachings. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put barakah in this series and allow us to complete it. This was your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir, the 96th chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Alaq. Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. It is a surah a day. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.